Dictation for Jose, J-O-S-E, Lopez, L-O-P-E-Z, March 1663. Mr. Lopez, 62-year-old gentleman. I was involved in his care back in August 2024 when I saw him for the first time. Progressive renal failure, already stage 5. Renal biopsy shows hypertensive changes. There was advanced degree of glomerular obsolescence, as well as tubular atrophy and interstitial fibrosis, minor changes for diabetic nephropathy. We advised patient at that time to prepare for dialysis, educational classes, renal transplantation evaluation, AV fistula, different options. He decided against those measures. He was going to try cultural appropriate home remedies. He eventually was admitted to Grand Rapids. With symptomatic uremia, severe volume overload, he has established a new primary care, used to see Dr. Mary, M-U-R-R-A-Y, presently seeing Dr. Kropman, K-R-O-P-M-A-N. He has worked for Consumers Energy for 34 years, to be retired this coming March 2026. I saw him during dialysis in the unit in Alma. Remains difficulty breathing, has lost apparently close to 30 plus pounds of fluid with dialysis, supposed to be doing salt fluid restriction and keeping an eye on his weight. There is still significant dyspnea, orthopnea, presently no chest pain palpitations, presently no vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding, has developed severe urinary frequency urgency, but no gross cloudiness or blood, denies abdominal or back pain. Next paragraph, his past medical history, long-standing hypertension, diet-controlled diabetes, esophageal reflux, prior infective UTI and prostatitis, prior antibiotics, has enlargement of the prostate, obesity, hyperlipidemia, no prior documented event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS stroke, or heart abnormalities, no liver disease, no kidney stones, no pneumonia. Next paragraph, prior colonoscopies, now hemodialysis catheter, EGD colonoscopies. Next paragraph, He has smoked since age 17, occasionally alcohol. Next paragraph, there is no reported allergies. Next paragraph, he did not bring his active medication list from discharge, and he is not familiar what he's taking. He denies family history of kidney disease. He has received blood transfusion for gastrointestinal bleeding. Next paragraph. The discharge summary. Atrial fibrillation. Did not receive anticoagulation because of gastrointestinal bleeding. Supposed to follow with cardiology to assess risk benefits. There is documented severe mitral regurgitation on the echocardiogram. Findings of duodenal ulcer as well as internal hemorrhoids on testing. Supposed to take PPI for 12 weeks. Next paragraph. Medications at the time of discharge. Losartan. Protanix. Porcemide. Albuterol inhaler, metoprolol, Renvela, Flomax, prior Norvasc discontinue, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, on physical exam, obesity, still has severe edema to the lower thighs, presently on oxygen in the dialysis unit, normal eye movements, no facial asymmetry, does have JBD, there is decreased breath sounds, worse on the right side, lightly pleural effusion in that area, few rars on the left base, no gross wheezing, few bronchitis anteriorly, no pericardial wrap. There is obesity of the abdomen, no ascites, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistries here in the dialysis unit are pending. I will use the recent discharge numbers from the hospital, and that will be October 11. Anemia 8.1, a normal white blood cell, a low platelet count 128, MCV was 90, on dialysis, normal sodium, potassium, mild metabolic acidosis. Testing for tuberculosis was negative. Hepatitis B and C non-reactive. He He has gross proteinuria, small amount of blood. Last phosphorus elevated at 10.5. Received blood transfusion. Ferritin elevated as well as normal iron studies. This is likely transfusion related. Normal folic acid B12. Normal B1. Prior elevated PSA around 10. The echo ejection fraction was 50%, was on AFib, severe mitral regurgitation, dilated ascending aorta 4.1 centimeters, left ventricle dilated. Right ventricle dilated too. CT scan of the head without contrast. A chronic subdural collection on the left frontal area. Cannot rule out a right-sided temporal arachnoid cyst. Previously, urological evaluation, no urinary retention. AFib documented back in July. A number of benign polyps removed on colonoscopy. A superficial ulceration on the duodenum. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. End stage renal disease, stage 5, already documented hypertensive changes way back in 2024. Unfortunately, he was not open to do any traditional medical treatment. Now he has developed atrial fibrillation, biventricular heart failure, severe mitral regurgitation, complications of advanced renal failure, including anemia, elevated phosphorus, metabolic acidosis, secondary hyperparathyroidism, has atrial fibrillation, at some point needs anticoagulation to be determined by cardiology, high risk of thromboemboli, including a stroke, the recent duodenal ulcer and gastrointestinal bleeding, appropriately on treatment. Whenever more stable, he will explore transplantation at Grand Rapids Trinity. We will adjust all the dialysis parameters based on new chemistries, as well as phosphorus binders, diet, potassium bath, vitamin D125, and others. Also discuss a length with the patient. Because of his urinary frequency, he's known to have elevated PSA. I'm not sure biopsy has been done for cancer. We will send a urine analysis and culture. We will repeat post-void bladder to make sure that there is no urinary retention. Information discussed with clinical coordinator in the dialysis unit, relaying information to wife about the seriousness of all these issues, and of dictation.